Back here on MTCS Cougar Corner as we continue the conversation about sports at Middle Tennessee Christian School, and we look at fall sports as we do a review of what has been going on. But MTCS Bowling Coach Ed Ritchie joins me now, and I guess bowling is kind of one of those sports that's not fall and not winter. It's kind of in between, isn't it?
A little bit, yes.
Well, tell me about how things are going so far.
Well, this season has not started off too good for us compared to our last couple of seasons. We're about fifth place, I think, at this point. We are about halfway through the season. We generally play each team twice, and we just had our first match in that second round on Wednesday, and so we're heading toward the end now.
Yeah, getting what I guess the state tournament is that sometime in January after the first
year?
It is.
Late January.
Now, bowling is one of those things. There are no bowling lanes here at MTCS anywhere. So, I mean, how do you practice? Where do you practice?
We practice at the Smyrna Bowling Center, and that's our home lanes. And most of our matches are played there as well, as the state tournament, of course. Mm-hmm. Smyrna has the largest and I think probably the finest bowling center in the state. And so they are the chosen spot for the state tournament. And half of our district teams use them for their home lanes, and the other half down at LTA, Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles. Mm-hmm. And so we play one home and one away with each of those other schools. So we play all but four of our matches up at Smyrna.
Well, it's good to have that as the home lanes as well.
Yes.
I know Roy Bowden very, very well, and a great guy. He had a vision for this many, many years ago, and now here it is, you know.
Right.
And how many hundreds of kids around the state of Tennessee, thousands of kids around the state of Tennessee, have an opportunity to play a sport and represent their school where they might not otherwise.
That's true. It is a sport that kids can play even if they're not interested or don't qualify for another sport. And they can play it virtually all their life if mm-hmm. they want to continue. You know?
And the thing about it is, tell me about the district. Who's in the district?
In our district, there are eight teams. And since we don't have a girls' team, unfortunately, we haven't for years. There are only seven, of course, in the girls' side. But we have eight teams. That's Smyrna, Laverne, Blackman, Siegel, Riverdale, Central Magnet, Oakland, and us.
So that's all of the, you know, you're playing schools that have, you know, 2,400 kids.
Yeah.
But that one interesting thing about bowling is that if you can get enough that are interested to come out and participate on a team, it's pretty even playing field in terms of the sport itself.
That's true. And this year has not been an easy one for us to get even enough out to make a team. Unfortunately, we played the first half of the season without a substitute at all. And now we have one that we have garnered from another sport, and he's finished with that now. And so we hope we can do a little bit better now.
We're talking to Ed Ritchie about MTCS bowling. Tell me a little bit about those who are on your team.
Well, we have William Fraser, and most of them, nearly all of them, are returnees from last year. William, actually, I have five guys now who are seniors, and two girls who bowl with us, who are, I believe, 10th graders. And William is a senior, and then there's Alan Wilson, and those are probably they are our two top bowlers. And Levi Bogus, Bradley Cunningham, and Kip Kaler, and Ariana Chichuk, and Sarah Wells are the two girls.
Mm-hmm. So are they bowling on one team? I know you said you didn't have a girls' team, so they're, it's kind of a co-ed team.
It is. And the rules, TSSAA, allows girls to bowl on the boys' team and make it a co-ed team. But they can't bowl on two on the girls' team at the same time, you know.
Or boys can't bowl on a girls' team.
Boys can't bowl on a girls' team.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah.
Well, that helps to create some involvement, I guess, for smaller schools like MTCS to at least be able to field a team. Period.
That's correct. Yes. It's been a help to us these last 2 years. These young ladies have bowled with us and filled out our team. We had a girls' team the first two or three years that we bowled. Back then, that was before TSSAA took over the sport, mm-hmm. and it was just the bowling centers basically who organized the school league. And then when TSSAA did take it over, we were in District 2 at that time, or Division 2, rather, at that time. And so we were bowling against the big private schools, mainly in the Nashville area, and didn't have much of a chance. But our girls, actually, the very first year that TSSAA sanctioned the sport and had a state tournament, our girls came in second in the district and got to go to the very first state tournament. And I was thinking, well, that'll be really a good impetus to get some more girls out for our sport. We never had another girls team after that.
Well, you never know how it's going to go, do you?
That's right.
Why do you coach? Why do you coach bowling?
Well, that's a good question. I coach bowling because, I've always liked bowling. When and where I grew up, I didn't have much opportunity to bowl, and never did. I guess the most opportunity I had was for about 2 weeks back early in my teaching career. I was needing to supplement my salary, and a friend asked me if I'd like to work for the bowling center or a bowling alley in that city part-time, and I did. And after about 2 weeks, I got to bowl quite a bit when I was doing that. It was all free and everything. But about 2 weeks later, they closed the center.
Oh, no. But that sparked an interest, apparently.
Right. So I've always liked bowling, and I like the kids. I like working with the kids, and since I'm retired from teaching and only sub and coach bowling, I like keeping the contact with them and working with them.
Well, that's very neat. Ed Ritchie joining us, MTCS Bowling. Where do you go from here? You've got more district games left, I guess?
Yes, we have, I guess, six more matches, and then the district tournament in early December.
Now, is that held at?
Also at Smyrna.
In Smyrna, okay.
Uh-huh. Yes, now, which is fortunate for all our teams, actually, for those who might make it to state, especially.
Yeah.
That they get to play all their matches virtually.
Good opportunity to play, you know, where they have the state tournament.
Yes. Basically becomes their home lanes for the state.
I know it's a raucous crowd there on state tournament days.
Oh, it gets wild. Yes, yes. You can't move through there. That's the only drawback for most any bowling center, I guess, is
sure.
Spectator space.
Well, I couldn't imagine having it anywhere else, because the centers that I've seen in other places, there is no way.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
There's no way they could hold it. So,
yeah.
Well, Ed, it's been a pleasure. We always get to catch up with you each year. And, you know, the second half of the season, maybe things will break your way.
Hopefully so. Hopefully so. We'll keep on plugging.
Well, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Brian.
MTCS bowling coach Ed Ritchie joining us here on the MTCS Cougar Corner. We've got a look at your Cougar Corner scoreboard this morning, and thanks so much to Judy Coates for sending that out to us. In bowling this week, the Riverdale team beat MTCS 19-8. Alan Wilson had the high game, 223, the high series at 625. And on Wednesday in bowling, a 19-8 loss to Smyrna. Will Frazier had the high game at 228 in the high series with 629. In basketball, junior high basketball, and boys, Forrest defeated the MTCS Cougars 46-31. That was on Monday. And also on Monday in junior high girls, Forrest losing to the Lady Cougars of MTCS, the final score 36-23. Cami Adams had 19 and Abby Buckner had 15 for the junior high girls. And on Thursday versus Westwood, also a win for the Lady Cougars, 30-24. Abby Buckner had 14, Sarah Mathis had 6, and Camden Adams had 6 as well. Coming up this week on Monday in junior high basketball, hosting Cascade, that's Monday night. On Tuesday, bowling will take on Siegel, junior high basketball at Moore County, and the Cougar Cubs basketball will take on Mount Juliet Christian at MTCS Tuesday night. On Wednesday, bowling will battle Central Magnet, and Friday night, the Cougar Cubs win basketball at Eagleville. That's Friday night in Cougar Cub basketball. So we are getting to that time of the year with basketball just around the corner. That's going to wrap up Cougar Corner for this Saturday morning. For all of the coaches who joined us, Karen Neely and Ed Ritchie from MTCS, all of our coaches earlier on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner, for my broadcast partner, John Dinkins, I'm Brian Barrett. We invite you to stay tuned. We've got two special shows coming up for you next, the Rutherford Home Show and Financial Coaching Radio, live on location from the Cookin' to Build event for Habitat for Humanity at Civic Plaza. That's coming up next for you here on WGNS, followed by the Dias Cast this afternoon at 1:30. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Brian Barrett. So long, everyone. Have a great weekend.